This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's topic is regarding whether you could appoint a shliach to hear, to listen for you. Rami Bar Chama had a shaila on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Could a husband or a father be made for nedarim if he didn't actually hear it? So the Gemara cited the following brisa, Tashma, seven lines in the bottom. Ha'imer la'apitropis, someone who says to a trustee, kol nedarim shenaderes ishti mikan ba'at shavim makam pleni, any of the nedarim that I make until I get back from a certain spot, hafer should be annulled. V'haferla, and the apotropos annuls it. Yachal yumu farin, I would think it's annulled. Talmud loymar isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu. The husband confirms and the husband annuls. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia holds only the husband could annul, just like only he could confirm. Amar le Rabbi Yoinasan, matzina b'chalat Torah kula shulcha shaladam kamaisa. We find throughout the Torah that shlichus works. Now, even Rabbi Yoshia held that the trustee can't annul it. Rafil Rabbi Yoshia loikamar, elamishum de naziris hakasav, elamishum, excuse me, digzeris hakasavu, isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu. Even Rabbi Yoshia only said it because of digzeris hakasav. But fundamentally, the shliach should be able to be mefer. Question, but he didn't hear it. He didn't hear it. So the Gemara says, there's a raya that you could be made for the nedarim even though you didn't hear it. That's the Gemara's raya. From the fact that fundamentally you could appoint a shliach even though the husband didn't hear it. The million-dollar question is, well, how does that prove you don't have to hear a neder to annul it? The same way you appointed the guy to annul it, maybe you appointed him to hear it. This proves that you could be made for a nether, even though you don't have to hear it. Why? If he could be made for it, then maybe he could be the one to hear it also. So, the Ran and the Rush both ask this question. The bottom Ran says, V'haloi shmiya le kolaymar bal, the husband, alma loy boy shmiya. We see the husband doesn't have to hear it. So the Ran asks, V'chitema la'oilam eim alecha d'bo yishmiya. Maybe I'll tell you, you really do need to hear it. V'shani hacha d'iko shmiya d'apotropos. And here it's different, because the trustee heard it. V'kivan d'shulcha shaladin k'maisai, havali ke'ilu shama bal. How does this prove that you don't have to hear it? Maybe you do need to hear it. Here it's different, because the trustee heard it. And since shulcha shaladin k'maisai, it's like the husband heard it. So the Ran says the following answer. The Ran says, "Tirtzu b'toisves b'shem harav Rabbi Yosef Zal delesa." Because if you needed to hear it, how could the husband appoint the shliach to do something that he himself can't do? Because since the husband didn't hear it, he doesn't have the capacity to be made for it. So he can't appoint the shliach to be made for it. So don't say, well, the shliach heard it. Because if the husband didn't hear it, the husband doesn't have the capacity to do something that the shliach doesn't have the capacity to do something that the Baal himself can't do. So the husband had to have heard it. It's not going to help for the shliach to hear it. The lesadim isa deba yishmiya mi ika midi deba loy matzi mefer ushliach matzi. Meshavi? And therefore the Ran concludes Hilkach on the bottom line, Shaper Muchach Deloy Boishmiya. We could prove that you don't have to hear it. The Chishama Apertropis, because the fact that the Apertropis heard it, my have, who cares? Kivan the Baaloi Matsi Mefer, since the husband can't annul it, the Haloi Shama, because the husband didn't hear it, Shliach Nami Loi Matsi Mefer. The Shliach also can't annul it. Okay, so that is the Ran's answer. Again, the question is, how does this prove that you don't have to hear it? Maybe the same way you appointed the trustee, he could hear it for you. The answer is, well, I can't appoint you to do something I can't do myself. So if I didn't hear it, then I can't do it. I can't appoint you. The Rush gives a different answer entirely. The Rush says you can only appoint someone to do actions for you. You can't appoint someone to do passive things like hearing. Hearing is not giving overable. You can't give over hearing. Look in the Rush. The Rush says on the two bottom lines, V'holoi shmi'alei, u'shmi'as ha'apotropos einu k'shmi'as ha'bal. The hearing of the apotropos is not like the hearing of the husband. V'af'afo pisha asui shliach la'hofer. Even though he was made a shliach to annul, de'bemidi de'memela lo'i shayach minu shlicha. Something that happens, memela, it's not shayach to appoint a shliach. So what the Achronim deal with is, why doesn't the Rush like the Ran's answer, and why doesn't the Ran like the Rush's answer? The Rush is saying, you can't have the trustee here. I can't appoint you to hear something from me. I can only appoint you to do something for me. The Ran says a different answer, that it's true you could hear it, but if I didn't hear it, I couldn't make you a shliach in the first place, because I can't appoint you to do something that I don't have the capacity to do myself, and I wouldn't have the ability to annul if I didn't hear it. Now, I could potentially hear maybe why the Rush didn't like the Ran. Maybe because it's true if the husband didn't hear it, he can't annul it, but that's only technically because... But that's not, he's not fundamentally impaired from annulling his wife's nether. It just happens to be that he didn't hear it. But it's not that he has an inherent weakness. Let's see the Ar Sameach. If you have it on, if you could look at it I sent it to you on the chat. But I don't have it up here on the screen. I'll read it to you, what the Ar Sameach says. The Ar Sameach is found in Nashim and Hilchas Geirushin, Halacha Tezvav. The first piece is, what the Ar Sameach wants to know is, how does Shlichus work? Does Shlichus work that you do the action for me? Or does it work that you become me? Basically, what the Achronim are going to say is that you need both the Rush and the Ran. What is the Rush saying? It's not possible to make a shliach for just the listening. Okay, that's true. But if you become me, then why can't you do the listening? You became me. So I need the Ran Svar. No, you couldn't become me in the first place because I couldn't do it because I didn't hear it. The Rush is explaining that Yeah, let's take a look in the Ar Sameach. Meaning, the Ar Sameach is going to establish that there are two modes how shlichus could work, how we could attribute someone else's action to me. Either what you do is attributed to me, or number two, the shliach becomes like the mishaleach. And based on this, Ar Sameach says we need both reasons, that regarding the action of listening, we want to attribute it to the Mishaleach. No, we can't attribute listening to the Mishaleach, because we could attribute an action to the Mishaleach. We can't attribute a passive state to the Mishaleach. But then, why can't the Shliach become the Baal? So he's listening himself. We don't need to attribute it to the Meshaleach. Regarding that, the Ran says, no, it's not something I could appoint you to do. I can't appoint you to do that because I can't appoint you to do something that I can't do myself. There are two different dimensions of shlichus. Attributing what happened to the sender. No, we can't attribute, we can only attribute actions, not passive states. And regarding, okay, but it's like I myself did it because you became me. No, that was not possible to appoint somebody for. Now, look in the Ohr Sameach says, L'chayr talib is emnemar. Do we say the act of the agent is like the sender did it? Then the Mishaleach needs to be capable of doing the kinyan and have das at that moment. Then we could attribute it to the Mishaleach. If the Mishaleach makes the Shliach that you are me, and your hand is like my hand, then you can make the case. Once you already became the Shliach, we don't care if the Mishaleach is a Bardas. In other words, like this, I appointed you to annul the Nedarim of my wife. It's true, I'm not hearing it. Fine. But when I appointed you to annul it, so you heard it, you became me. I'm not hearing it. I already empowered you to annul for me. If I empower you to annul for me, so it's who cares if I have to hear it to annul it? But I gave you over this whole job, so now you're doing it for me. You're annulling and you're listening. Regarding that. No, we can't attribute your listening to me because it's a passive thing. It's never going to transfer. It's never going to transfer. Elamai. So in other words, there are two types of agencies. One, or there are two dimensions of agency. When B does something, it's kicked back to A, and the way it works is B becomes A. So to kick back listening to me, we can't, that's not transferable. Yeah, but you became me. It's true, you became me, but that's not something that I wasn't able to appoint you to become me because I couldn't have done it myself. So let's see the words of the Ohr Sameach. The Efshar Oid Loimar. It's possible further, the Talia Bahachta Biparak Nara Hamurasa, the boy Baal Maushiafra Beloishmiya. Could a husband annul without listening? Uparch meha oimer lapatrabas. We ask from the case of a trustee doing it. That everybody agrees the trustee could do it, even though he didn't hear it. The Ran asks, Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai, so let the trustee listen. The Rush answers, no. The midibdimela. Something that's again the kasha of the Rishonim is how do we see from here that you don't have to hear? The trustee heard for you. So the Rush says, no, you can't transfer listening. So the Ohr Sameach says, but still the Ran has a good question. Why? Because the Ran's question is, it's true it's not transferable. But kivan de habala soy shliach, if the husband made him a shliach v'hu ha-mefer, and the trustee is the annuller, nasik iluhu mi shebiyadei lafer, then he's the one who needs to do the hafaro im kein tole b'shmiyasei. Then it's dependent on his hearing. Dal shmiyasei shel ha-mefer kapad rachmana. So it's very nice you can't transfer hearing. Fine. So don't transfer it. But you're me. V'zeh dafke imhu nechshev kabal davar, but that's only if you're in charge here. Avlam rak ha-pu'ula nasa ki'ilu pa'al habal. But if you're just attributing the action, imkein hava ke-hefer habal, then it's like the husband's annulling it, b'shmias ha-shliach, v'zeh lo'i nachayn. Because the husband's doing it with someone else's shmiyah, and shmiyah is not transferable. So the answers of the Rosh and the Ran are really contingent on how you view the shlichus. The Rosh says, well, you can't be a shliach to listen. That's only if all that needs to be done is transferring the listening. But what if you literally become me? Then it should work. So regarding that, the Ran still says, I have a question. You should become me. And the answer is, no, I couldn't appoint you to become me in the first place, because since I didn't have the capacity to annul, because I didn't hear it, I can't empower you with that ability. The question is, what about the other way around? The other way around, in other words, the other way around should be, do we need the Rosh? Do we need the Rosh's answer? Why can't we just say that I was never able to empower you in the first place to become me? Is it because, well, even so, we should be able to transfer the act? I mean, are there two in this? Is Ar Sameach saying that there are two separate modes of shlichus, and we need both answers of Rishonim to address each one? That may be. Okay, these are some thoughts on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.